My name's Craig, and I am here in the studio to for an interview this morning with Scotty Harvey from UOK Bro. He's a busy man, so he couldn't get on to Aaron's morning show, but he's got time now to join me on the phone. And g'day, Scotty. Good morning.
Morena, Craig Bro, and morena, Raglan. Hope you're all having a beautiful morning.
Oh, it is a lovely morning here, Scotty. Beautiful, sunny. Oh, it's not quite, the sun's not quite up yet, but it will. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm sitting in Pukahinahina or Gate Park. I'm sitting on the balcony and looking at Mowal or Mount Maunganui. And, yeah, just sitting there having my morning coffee.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah. Going to be a sunny day over there, you reckon?
Well, they hopefully, because I'm pumping up my car for Saturday.
Yes.
So I've got some nice bright colours, and yeah, I've got to pump it up today. So yeah,
man. Well, that sounds sounds like a fun thing to do.
Yeah, it is, mate. It is. It is.
And your car—that's I suppose people can jump on UOK Bro on Facebook to check out your wagon.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a 1997 Toyota Camry, and it's a car that you can't miss. And the number plate on it says UOK Bro. And it just makes everybody engage, makes everybody talk, and it starts a conversation. And it's amazing. You know, I get people driving past me, tooting, and I've had people flip their lights at me, and I've pulled over, and we've talked about mental health. How they're feeling, you know, and yeah, so it breaks down barriers, yeah, because straight away you're talking about your mental health or how you're feeling, or you know, it's an amazing tool. So on the bonnet, it has, and all over the car, it's got white paint on it that I've painted from house paint, and what I've done is I've got a little sign on it, and I want to get the community. To help the community. So, you know, I'm a registered social worker, and I thought, well, you know, the community can help me as well. So these people that have written, you know, how they've got through mental health, you know, these people that have written whānau that have passed away from suicide. And yeah, it's there's a lot of names on there, and you know, it's about taking the whānau on a holiday in December, and we're all going to go down to the South Island and go right round down to Bluff and back and do interventions and have a holiday together.
Awesome, and, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's just an amazing tool, and, you know, I can go anywhere in New Zealand and straight away people talk about their mental health. They talk about their, you know, they're going through domestic violence, they're going through drugs, you know, guys that are in gangs have come up to me, what do I do to get out of it, you know? So, you know, it's an amazing tool. I normally have a trailer as well, but my trailer, when I went over to the East Coast, decided to lose one of the wheels on the way back, which normally holds all my swag that I have to sleep in, and I sort of go anywhere. And so my trailer won't be coming over in the weekend because one of my bros is fixing it at the moment.
Nice.
So, the car and me are coming over to Raglan and listening and having a yarn.
Awesome, yes. And you'll be right here in the town hall from like 11 till about 4 or something like that. So everyone knows, and there's posters being dropped around town, and it's all over social media and that now. So, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's going to be just a yarn, you know. What can we do? What can yous do? You know, I don't live in Raglan, but I've been there 25 years ago and listened to Dave Dobbin on his guitar. In the pub there, and you know, but for me it's about coming over and going, you're an amazing community, you know, how can we help each other?
And you know, Whangarā is an amazing community, it really is.
And you know, it's about, you know, I'm going to when people come on Saturday, bring some paper and some coloured pens, because I'm going to ask you one question, yeah? And it will be, what does your life look like through the eyes of a pumpkin?
Yep. Okay.
And it takes 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And everyone's got to be quiet, and they've got to draw it. And what happens is that you see people, what they're actually, how they're feeling. So, you know, my background is I was in Australia working with the Yamagin and Noongar mob over there.
And where are they, Scotty?
They're in Perth.
Perth, yeah.
And Sudanese kids, Māori kids, every nationality you can think of. And because I'm so dyslexic, you know, I've always thought, you know, let's work through a way of drawing pictures. And so I was working with 40 at a time, youth between 17 and 24.
Yeah.
And they would draw how their world was through the eyes of a pumpkin, you know, and the stories that come out of those pictures were mind-blowing, you know, from kids that have been through trauma, kids that have seen drugs, kids that are doing drugs, kids that have been, you know, physical abuse and everything, you know, and their mental health and all that sort of stuff. And it's an amazing tool to see how people's worlds are.
Wow.
You know, and it's, you know, some people watch a story, some people do poems, some people, you know, just sit there, and I've had one lady that put a black dot in it, and, you know, sitting there with 40 other youth, and I went, what's the black dot? And she goes, that's my world.
Gee whiz.
And she told her story, and it was horrific, you know, and, you know, I sat there, you know, and talked about her mental health, and next minute all the youth are helping her. And, you know, now she's got a job and her life has changed, you know, because that opened up the communication for everybody, you know. And I live with mental health. I have bipolar. I've been really, really well for the last 4 years.
Good on you, man.
And, yeah, and it's about, you know, knowing who you are and not being afraid to go, I'm okay, you know, and to go up to someone and go, are you okay? So I sit anywhere in the country. I've been to Petone and Wellington. I've been to right up to Cape Reinga, or I've been to Auckland. I've been the turnoff between Tauranga, Matamata and Hamilton. I've sat in the middle of the little grass area there. I've sat out at Te Puna, or I've sat in so many different places, and I just sit there with my car, and I have two signs, and it says, are you okay, bro? And if you're not, come and have a yarn. And I just sit there, and I've been there from 9 o'clock, and I've sat there till 4 o'clock, and the amount of people that stop and talk to me about their mental health, or what do I do, how do I support my daughter? How do I support my son that's going through mental health? You know, and giving them the tools. You know, and when whānau have lost whānau to suicide or traumatic stuff, you know, they go, what do I do now? You know, and the social services, as we know, is just so busy.
Yeah, and, overrun, you know, and underfunded for sure.
Absolutely, you know, so I've decided, well, on my weekends, because I work full-time as a social worker at Te Tuaranga Whānau in Greton, in the weekends, I go out to the community, and I just sit there, you know, and it's a well-being place for me. I keep myself well doing it, you know, and sometimes I have nobody stopping off, but what my car is so bright and so out there, it puts smiles on people's faces. And I'm thinking, I don't even have to talk to you because I've just put a smile on your face because of my car. You know, and it can be that easy. You know, and, you know, my goal is to become a mobile social worker. And, you know, with a bus and go anywhere in New Zealand. You know, go see the farmers, go to communities that are so isolated that take 50 minutes to get to community mental health. You know, or, you know, the services are so busy that you have to wait 3 weeks for an appointment. And that's just reality. You know, so it's about what can we do, and what I've done is started to go, right, I'm going to go sit somewhere, and it works. It just so works, you know, and that's my passion, and it will happen, you know, and, you know, 2024 is going to be when, the bus will be up there, you know, and I'm just going to sit anywhere, everywhere in New Zealand, you know, and if someone send a referral through to me that, you know, that could be in Invercargill. We've got a man that's unwell on the farm. You know, he can't get away from the farm because he's milking and he's calving and all that. I can say, right, I'll be down there tomorrow afternoon. And go see him. See him on the farm. You know, give him a hand with the milking. You know, to help him. You know, and, you know, not to take whānau away from their work. You know, we send an ambulance to someone that has broken their leg, hypothetically, in the workplace. Yeah, but if someone's really unwell in the workplace with their mental health, we tell people to go home. Well, how dangerous it is. If you don't understand what it feels like to be so unwell with your mental health, you know, you driving home from a workplace can be so dangerous. You know, you've got, you're stuck in your own head. You know, you're driving home. And I've done it myself, and I did it in Perth. I got told to go home because my mental health was so bad. And then I driving down the Reed Highway, and I saw a truck in front of me, and I pulled my car right over to the other lane. And I was only probably 2 meters away from it, and I pulled away. You know, and, you know, and I'm thinking, well, you know, it's all about, you know, health and safety and all that. You know, the workplaces, you know, why don't we have mental health and social workers and all that sitting at a workplace anywhere in New Zealand? You know, because, you know, there's so much shame about going to community mental health, or you're waiting and all that sort of stuff. If you had someone in your community that someone can go and have a yarn to, it breaks down barriers.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, and that's my goal. So it's about, you know, getting all us social workers, if we can, you know, into buses. Let's get out there. You know, community mental health funding, you know, there's a lot of money sitting. You know, we know that the government gave millions and millions of dollars, but what about the people that live, you know, say in Maricopa? You know, they've still got 45 minutes to drive to a hauora or to the doctors, and if you've got to go to community mental health, you're going right into Hamilton. You know, and that's a long drive, you know, and, you know, if people haven't got the money to fully car up to go there, you know, you're stuck. You know, what do we do? You know, and so it can be simple if we choose it to be. And that's my goal, to get my bus and go to the community so I can sleep in my bus, but go to Raglan. Or, you know, if you're having a big surf competition, there'll always be an ambulance there, because of someone breaking their back or whatever from surfing, you know, but why is there not a bus for people's mental health?
Yeah, quite right. Yeah. It's equally as dangerous.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, and how many people do we hear? Oh, I go ride on my Harley, on my bike, you know, to feel well. I go surfing, I go to the bush for my well-being. Absolutely fantastic, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's when we go home,
yep.
You know, and we're stuck in our room, and we're overthinking, and we're looking at the roof going, what have I done? Why aren't I good enough? And all that sort of stuff, which is our growing our own maladjustment.
It's that inner critic, yeah. Can be loud.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, and that, you know, we talk about, you know, overthinking stuff, you know, what people have said to us, you know, you're too fat, you're ugly, you're bald, you've got an ugly goatee. And we go home and then we look at the roof going, oh my God, you know, I'm so, you know, people are thinking I'm overweight. Oh, I need to lose weight and all that. Well, actually, that's their thought.
Yep.
Yeah. And if you're happy in yourself, we shouldn't worry about it. You know,
well,
but,
quite right. Yeah.
You know, but we grow that thought. You know, social media. You know, when people, you know, we talk about our rangatahi. You know, getting so affected by social media, you know, 80-90% of that will be maladjustments.
Mm.
Yeah, what mm-hmm. people are saying and all that. And then these youth go home and they sit in their room, which is ka pai, you know, because that's their safe space.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when they've been told at school, you know, they're not good enough or, you know, you're not clever enough or you will never be an A-grade mechanic because you're dyslexic, you know, you start overthinking stuff, yeah?
Mm.
And then whānau go, well, you know, what's wrong with you, you know? And then, and I see it and I hear it every day,
yeah.
You know, and, you know.
And it just compounds, right? Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely, you know. And, you know, we're all amazing in our own way.
Yes.
And it's about belief. You know, and believing in ourselves and not taking on other people's thoughts, which can be so hard.
Yeah, can
you
be.
You know, and, you know, and then we get so unwell and whānau worry about us, and then we get unwell, and then we go, okay, it's time for me to go to the doctor. Well, you've got another 3-week wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you go to community mental health and they go, you know, it's all circumstantial stuff. I.e., you know, I've broken up with my girlfriend, you know, I've got no money, I've just lost my job, you know, I'm smoking heaps of weed at the moment, you know, I'm doing meth or whatever, yeah? But you have decided in yourself to go get help, but then the system says, well, you know, you've got 3 weeks before you can get an appointment, and they're going, but I've just decided to come and get help, and now you're telling me to go back home?
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it, really, when you think about it like that?
Absolutely, you know, so you're sitting there for 3 weeks, and then that's when the crisis happens, you know, and people are wanting just to go, I need help, you know, and, you know, I've been down at the marina, I've been down at Gay Par here, at the supermarket with my car, and people have just come up to me and started talking to me about my mental health, you know, or about their mental health, and I'll sit in the car with them, you know. I have no problem sitting in the car or in my car or someone's car about their mental health, because 90% of the time it's just circumstantial stuff,
yeah,
you know, and it's about them talking. You know, I'm not there to fix them, I'm there to listen, you know, and when they're finished, I can give them, you know, have you thought about this, have you thought about that, you know, you are amazing, you know, can you, you know, have you thought about trying this for your type of work, and, you know, and it can be so easy, you know, and the system is clogged, and that's the sad thing about it, but, you know, we can all, as a community, you know, have a little marquee, or not even a marquee, can be two seats with a sign saying, "Are you okay?
Yep.
Come and have a yarn."
Yeah, and could be anywhere, you know, probably off the main street, out the back somewhere or something, you know.
Absolutely. You know, and if you've got the seats in front of the water, you know, there's no shame because people can't see who it is. You know, you've got your back to everyone, yeah. But you can talk.
Yeah, there's unfortunately still that stigma around, isn't there, you know? So, yeah.
Well, you know, and that's the sad thing about it. You know, stigma is a thought.
Yes.
You know, and if we change that thought to go, actually, I am unwell and I need help. Most in 3 weeks, I need help now. Yeah. Or, hey, there's someone down at the beachfront just sitting there. I can go and have a yarn to him or her. You know, we do, it's about, you know, not just professionals, you know. It's about people just sitting in the community going, hey, I can listen to people. You know, I don't need to get paid for it. I do it because I love my community. I love people in this area.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy to just sit here and listen to people, you know. And that's what I do. I don't get paid for it. I don't want to get paid for it because, you know, the biggest thrill is listening to someone going, thanks, man, thanks for listening to me, bro. You know, and I go, ka pai, you, all good. You know, here's my phone number if you ever need it. So, yeah, you know, we talk about, you know, I've been in a place where an 82-year-old granddad rode past me on his bike, and he goes, "What's this car about, boy?" And I said, "Oh, it's about mental health." And he goes, "Oh, you know, I'm old school. I get through anything." I went, "Oh, come on." and I said, "You know, how's your family?" And he said, "Oh, my wife is dying of cancer at the moment."
Yeah.
And he said, "We've been married for 50-odd years. I love her. My daughter is coming over from England to spend some time with her." And he told me a little bit about her. And I said, "And how are you?" And he just burst out crying.
Right.
And so we talked, and I said, "You know, I'm always here." And, you know, we put some plans together for him just by talking. And, you know, we talked for about an hour. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Bloody hell, boy, I can't believe you made me cry." But, you know, but he said, "Thank you, mate. I really appreciate you talking to me, you know." And, you know, it was that easy. Just because I had the car sitting there and I was just sitting there on my seat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
And it's something we can all do, like you're talking about, right? Is actually just be a bit sort of kinder and gentler and a bit more receptive to people, you know, people you meet on the street, right? You know?
Absolutely. You know, we make it so hard for people to engage.
Yeah.
You know, we make it, you know, the services, you know, because they are so busy, you know, and between, you know, between 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock, after those times, the doors are shut. Yeah, where do whānau go?
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
You know, and I hate to say, but our mental health, our worries don't finish at 5 o'clock on a Friday and start back again on a Monday at 9.
No, they certainly don't.
Yep. No. You know, and, you know, it's about being out in the community and just going, hey, you know what? I just want to go talk to that fella. And the amount of engagement is just massive, you know. And I document it because I need to start my own business sort of name, so I can get. I can't get any funding because I'm not a business,
or
an NGO, you know. And so the goal is to, you know, see an accountant because I am great with helping people's minds and making people think, but I have no idea how to start my own business. I have no idea how to get funding and all that sort of stuff, you know. And it's called Aces in Their Places, you know. It's about someone helping me to get funding so I can go, thank you for helping me to get out to the community.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because, you know, that's just how I work. And if you saw my writing, and if I was to write a message for funding, they would go, what is this guy talking about? You know, but I can do it by pictures.
Yeah.
You know, but funding and all that, you can't do that by pictures.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's my goal, and it's going to happen. And, you know, and then one day, you know, why can't we have a big, massive fleet one day of just each area has its own mobile social worker / mental health worker that can be sitting at the beach, can be sitting at the school when there's a calf day.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just sitting there. It doesn't mean that people have to engage. It's just that if someone needs to talk about their mental health, hey, I'm going to go talk to that person.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You know, going to the field days. You know, we talk about. I've heard so many people talk about the farmers in New Zealand really bad with their mental health and all that.
Oh, for sure, a lot of pressures, yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, you go to the farming thing that's over in the Waikato. What is that called?
The field days.
Field days, yeah.
Yep.
So you've got all of the tools for fixing the farm. You've got tractors, you've got mowers, you've got everything you can think of. But if we look at the person, you know, they'll put weights there, they'll put rowing machines here, keep yourself fit and all that sort of stuff. But they don't have someone sitting there in a bus going, and how's your mental health?
No, quite right there, yeah.
You know?
And that's if farmers do get off the farm, because it's not that easy sometimes.
No, and it's not, you know. And they're up at 3 a.m. to go bring the cows in, you know, and they go home for breakfast. I'm an ex-farmer from Maihihi, and I was there for 3 months, and I lost everything because I had rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
And, they gave me, I couldn't get off the motorbike. I couldn't. I had the most amazing boss and family that I worked with. And I lost everything. Yeah, I lost my family. I delivered my son on the farm, and that was nearly 17 years ago. And, you know, I had to declare bankruptcy. I lost everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, and because of my physical work, I couldn't do that anymore, you know. So I was sitting with my mum, who is disabled from rheumatoid arthritis herself.
Yeah.
And she said to me, you ain't bloody sitting here for the rest of your bloody life. You know, and I went, well, okay, what am I going to do? And she said, why don't you become a social worker? And I went, geez, I can't even put a bloody sentence together. And she said, stop making excuses. And so I went and all of the westernized universities wouldn't even look at me because of my dyslexia.
Yeah.
And then I went to Te Wānanga Aotearoa in Tauranga here. And it was the most amazing thing I ever did. You know, I went to the certificate class, which was free. and then I got told that my dyslexia was the worst they had seen for an adult student.
Right.
And I wouldn't get my bachelor's degree. And I thought, what else am I going to do?
Yeah.
So I went, in my head, I thought, you can go get stuffed.
Yeah.
And I proved them wrong. You know, I had to work harder than anyone. You know, I was a single dad in those days. I was living in a house in New Zealand house. And I just worked. I had to study to become a social worker, you know. So I had to get help with my writing. I had to get, you know, I would hand in my assignments and the kaiakal or the teachers would say, this makes no sense. And I'd go, oh. You know, and that was a 2,000 word assignment,
right? Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And they would say you need to go fix this. You know, so I'd come and see my mum and dad. I'd see my sister Amanda, her husband Malcolm. You know, I'd see my friends and talk to them. You know, about it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Can you help me do this assignment? And everyone helped me. And then 4 years later, I walked out with my bachelor's degree.
Congratulations, yeah. Man, you well know, done.
And it was hard, but I did it, you know. And you know, the services, men, there's so many men that are needed in our social services.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
but the biggest thing is dyslexia. You know, they get told that they get 1,000 word assignment and they go, who?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, certainly not for everyone.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. But there are tools there to help our tāne or people that are our wahine that are dyslexic.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, if we challenge the system to go, well, help me become the best social worker, you know, help me with my reading, help me with my writing. Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll get more tāne out there for the community services.
Oh, yeah, and they're desperately needed. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and the wahine's out there, they are doing an amazing job with our whānau, you know, but we also need a lot more tāne out there being social workers.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. No, it's certainly way more wahine than tāne doing that sort of mahi, all right?
Absolutely, absolutely, you know, and I think every social worker out there, you know, we're all getting smashed, yeah? And that's reality for us, but we do the best that we can. But my goal is to take it to the next stage, which is get to the isolated community.
Yeah, good on you, man. Yeah, no, you're quite right, and that's well underserved, all those communities. In fact, they're not served at all for hardly anything, right? You know,
yeah.
So that's a good plan, man. I like it.
Absolutely. So what? And that. So on Saturday, bring some paper, bring some coloured pens. Yeah.
Yep.
And we'll spend a few hours, you know, listening to the community.
Nice, all right. And that's between 11 and 4 in the supper room at this stage, but we may have to move to the main town hall, folks. But come along anyway, and I'll jack up some extra paper and pens and things from Raglan Lattery, just in case fellas forget. So,
Awesome.
And there's going to be a good kai there. There's going to be a sausage sizzle plus plenty of other tucker and cups of teas and things like that. So,
That sounds good.
It's going to be good. So come along, folks, and listen to Scotty this Saturday, from 11 to 4, and then we'll see where the evening goes from there, I guess, where we end up, Scotty. While we're talking about it, I just want to say thanks to the Town Hall Committee. They're giving us the Town Hall for free. Thank you to Satnam from the Foursquare, who's going to cover Scotty's travelling expenses for free. Thank you to Papa Hua, who's going to put Scotty up the night for free. And thank you, Raglan Naturally, putting on some sausage sizzles, and the good people at the Time Bank as well, going to cook a feed. And, it's just all come together well. And, I'm looking forward to seeing you, Scotty, and having a chat and having a listen and having a bit of a kōrero with the community around these sorts of things. I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome, Craig. And, you know, Raglan, have a beautiful day. And, you know, look after yourselves. Yeah,
for sure.
And look into the mirror and go, I am amazing.
Good. That's an excellent way to leave it. Thanks very much, Scotty. Really appreciate you coming on, man.
Okay, Craig, and you take care and look after yourself too, buddy. Okay?
Yeah, you have a great day yourself, Scotty. Okay. Looking forward to seeing you Saturday.
Okay. Ka kite whānau.
See you, man. Cheers.
Bye. See you, bro.
See you, bro. Bye.
All right, folks, that's Scotty Harvey. Yes, he'll be here Saturday from 11 till 4 at the Town Hall. So all welcome.